All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. Y'all, I'm really excited right now because I want to introduce you to somebody very special in my life. She was my first ever mom friend. My first mom friend, meaning that I made after becoming a mom. I'm going to intro her by quoting a meme because I feel like this meme makes the most sense in terms of our relationship. I just want a mom friend who's my age, has kids the same age as mine, shares my parenting style, accepts my quirks, and can bounce between deep conversation and celebrity gossip with equal passion. Oh, and lives next door. Is that too much to ask for? That was a real meme, and that's how I feel about you. You guys, this is my next door neighbor, Tiffany Togo, and she's my unicorn mom friend, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for getting me out of the house that I don't leave very often.
This is the thing. Okay, so like I'm going to explain to people. You know, it's really hard making new friends. Like, it's ridiculously hard. Like, what do you even say? What are the things? Like, do you ask people what they do? What do you have in common? You know what I mean? When I met you, all of a sudden, I was like, wait a second. We like the same things. Like, we both love watching period piece shows. We're both interested in, like, morbid shit. Mm-hmm. We both have kids the same, little girls the same age. We both like talking about celebrity gossip. We both are, like, a little bit messy. Like, we don't have our shit together.
No.
As moms. And I just feel like I felt so comfortable talking to you. I never felt judged. I always just felt like I could really just like say whatever and like it would be fine. And so that's why I feel like you're my unicorn mom friend.
That's so sweet. And you know what? We don't hang out as much as we should that our house is actually like next to each other.
So this is the thing.
That's the problem.
This is the problem. Because we have so much in common, one of the other things we have in common is that we're both antisocial as fuck. Okay?
Yeah.
So we constantly are telling each other via text, we really have no excuse. Why don't we hang out more? Why aren't we hanging out more? Like, what is wrong with us? Because both of us don't feel like, you know, the problem with like, the anxiety where it's like you commit to plans that are like three days from now. And then the third day comes around and you're in an entirely different mood. So then you want to cancel the plans. And then you're like so happy that that person canceled the plans.
Yeah. I always tell people that if you have anxiety about canceling on me, don't, because I love it when people cancel.
You are so much worse than I am, I think, even so. So I like literally both of us, we like doing the same shit kind of. Well, Tiffany doesn't drink. Moment of silence for that. She doesn't have cocktails. She doesn't have wine.
Well, actually, I have been having a glass of wine at dinner every night, but that's it.
Wild.
I know.
You crazy cat.
A glass of red wine, and then that's it. That's it. I know.
And you're wearing Crocs.
Okay.
Can we explain this? Hold on. So we have two things not in common, for sure. You don't really like drinking, and you're wearing fucking Crocs.
I love Crocs.
Why?
They're comfortable. And they're really comfortable.
That's it.
They're comfortable and they've got like a little platform. They give me a little boost. I don't know. It's like when I leave the house, I just slip them on and off I go.
But they're so fugly.
They're so ugly that they're hip.
No, I refuse. I refuse. That's how I feel about Uggs.
Not wear Uggs.
Are you joking?
No, I don't wear Uggs.
Why?
Because they make my feet sweaty.
So you wear socks. Like, yeah, I would never wear Uggs without socks.
The thought of, I used to wear Uggs a lot as a teenager because I'm from Australia. And so like in winter, you'd wear Uggs with like a mini skirt or something when you went out. But then I think during my teenage years, wearing the Uggs and then walking around and getting them wet, now I can't just, like the thought of putting my feet in Ugg boots is like, ugh. Like I'll wear Hunters, like Wellingtons.
Oh, that's so chic of you.
But
that feels very like old money, you know?
I'll wear Hunters, but I won't wear Uggs.
Okay. Well, you know that Uggs are just like considered really fashionable right now. Did you know that?
I had no idea. Is that because it's 2000s, like the 2000s are in?
I don't know, because they're wearing them different nowadays. I mean, I've succumbed to it. Like you have your leggings, you wear socks over your leggings.
Why?
So you show your socks and then you wear your ankle Uggs. Like that's what the cool kids are wearing. And I have fallen in line and I do it too, because I'm influenced.
You're way more stylish than I am.
Well,
that's the difference between
you're
you
wearing
and
Uggs. So I Crocs. Agree with you. Or yeah, Crocs. You're wearing Crocs. So I agree with you. No, I just like, I can't get on board.
But
like,
but if you put your feet, have you ever worn Crocs?
No, I've never tried
put
one.
Your feet are virgin to Crocs.
I wouldn't.
You've never slipped your foot into
I wouldn't
Crocs.
Dare.
It's like so soft and squishy.
So are Uggs.
No, that's like, it's a different texture. It's like, that's like soft and furry, but... You don't want to put your foot in my Uggs.
How did we get to a place in the world where I'm looking at her lavender Crocs and it's just like, how did we get here? You know, like these are dark fucking times where like you look so cute, but you're wearing these fucking ugly ass shoes. Well, and everyone's wearing them. Everyone.
I didn't think anyone would see my feet. So but
you're
but now
telling,
they know.
You're telling me that you wear them out often when you leave the house, which is once a year.
I wear them everywhere.
That is insane.
If I could wear them out to dinner, I would wear them out to dinner. Not that I go out to dinner, but if I had to wear them if I had to pick shoes to go to an event and I was told that no one would care what shoe you were wearing, I would wear Crocs.
Wow. And like, honestly, the kids... Every kid I see at the park, they're wearing Crocs.
Crocs did something really smart. They did a rebranding, and I don't know when, but suddenly it was like so cool.
No.
It was like,
I
feel
that
like
rebrand.
Justin Bieber like maybe promoted them, and then it just like they were everywhere.
So that's how I feel about Uggs right now. But I'm fully aware, I fully believe that Uggs are truly disgusting looking. Like they're not cute. But it's their disgustingness that makes them cute. So like when you said that about Crocs,
yeah.
I understand. I'm disappointed in myself for falling victim to like the Uggs trend, but I am, you know, whatever.
But are they comfortable?
Fuck yes, they are.
See, that's my thing. I'm all about comfort. That's why I'm not fashionable.
I mean, I think you're fashionable. You're just, it's just simple. It's just simple.
It's okay.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back on track. Okay. I posted about a short that Tiffany wrote and starred in about like a few months ago or back in April or May. And it's called Millennial Moms. And it's
Millennial Mom.
Mom. And it was so funny.
Thank you.
Was just so relatable and just so like. Just like the funny raw shit about being a millennial mom. So I thought that it would be really fun for us to go over a list of things that make someone a millennial mom and see if it applies to us. Because I Googled it. I was like, well, what makes a millennial mom? And there are lots of lists out there.
Okay.
Okay. The first one, play dates aren't just for our kids.
Yeah.
Factual.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang out with anyone that I don't like.
100%. Playdates, I would kind of say it's 50-50. It's, yes, I want my kid to have fun.
Yeah.
With like, you know, playing with a kid or whatever, if they like get along. But it really, to me, selfishly, is about like being able to have fun with the other parent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to change when they get older, but then they can just go to their house, right?
I think so. Are you going to let Yuki have sleepovers?
I don't think so, no.
I've like debated this and I really, it's so crazy that we're living in a world where that's something that we have to think about.
Yeah.
Like sleepovers, like were my life growing up. Like that's, I looked forward to the weekend just to have like sleepovers, have people over, go over to other people's houses. And now the world is just like such a dark place. You know, we're wearing Crocs. They're like, I don't trust anyone.
I don't trust anyone either.
Yeah.
And so it's like, they can sleep over our house, which is...
Well, no shit. I would say that too. But then the thing
is... Then it's hell because you have more kids at your house.
Well, no, I just mean that I feel like a lot of parents, most parents I've spoken to or heard from or seen on TikTok, honestly.
That's really what I'm talking about.
Your algorithm is kidnapped kids from sleepovers.
Like, truly. So I'm like, well, so if none of the moms out there are willing to let their kids sleep over at somebody else's house, then just sleepovers, we're going to cease to exist as we know it.
I mean, I slept over a lot of people's houses when I was a kid and nothing bad happened to me, but things do happen.
Yeah, no.
You have to, I don't know. It's a tricky one. We've got a couple of years until we have to worry about that.
No, for sure. For sure. Next millennial mom point. You've taken a million photos of your kid, but you haven't printed one out or made a photo album.
I haven't printed out any.
This does not apply to me.
Oh, really?
I'm so basic. I'm on Shutterfly making those fucking collage photo albums. I started printing out photos ever since Hartford was born, and I realized it was so dumb because now I just have boxes of all of these photos and I don't know where to put the boxes. So that's why I started making Shutterfly photo albums.
Is that the photo? That's what Yuki's godmother does every year for her birthday. She gives me a book of all her photos. So I just rely on that now. I'm just like, I'll get one at the end of the year.
I don't think
I don't have to do it myself.
No, I don't think you realize how lucky you are. It is maybe one of the most time consuming tasks that I
have. Oh, it's my favorite present that I get every year.
Yeah, you're really lucky. I will spend hours and I just go cross-eyed and then I start fighting with Beau because I'm so angry that he doesn't have to be the one making these fucking photo albums on Shutterfly. Then I'm like, just another thing. Just add that another thing that the moms have
another
to do.
Another emotional labor task.
Yes. If I didn't do it, it wouldn't get done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care about
photo
albums.
And she's like, it's okay. And then when they come in the mail, I'm like, don't you want to look through it? And he doesn't look through it. And I start feeling myself, my eyes twitching with anger. Then I'm just like, how? I spent so long on this and you don't even want to pretend to flip through it? Fucking photo albums.
Do it for yourself.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Your baby is named some... This is another point. Mm. If your baby is named something creative or different.
Yeah, that's...
Factual.
Yeah.
Your baby's name is so cute.
Thank you.
Yuki is such a cute name.
It started off as a joke. It was a joke.
I remember you telling me that. That was one of our first interactions.
Yeah. Yeah, it basically was when my husband and I... Before we had her, we would see little half Asian kids running around and we'd be like, oh, that's
also
such a
we need to just say in case somebody's just listening to this and not watching this.
Oh yeah.
Tiffany is Asian. She's not just talking.
I'm not just saying. We'd see little half Asian kids and be like, that's what we want. Yes, I am full Asian for anyone just listening to this. So we'd see half Asian, and my husband is not Asian, so we'd see Harper kids running around and be like, oh, they're so cute, I saw, and we'd call them Yukis.
But how? Where does that come from?
We just pulled it out of the air. We were just like, what is the most Asian name that we can think of in this moment? And we were just like, oh, Yuki. And so the girls were like Yuki, and the boys were Yuko.
So if you would have had a boy, would he have been named Yuko?
Oh, God, I hope not. But that's probably what John would have pushed for.
Yuki's so cute. Yeah, Yuko, no.
Yeah, Yuko is a bit like Yoko Ono, too just, close to
Yeah, just don't.
Yoko.
Doesn't have the same...
Egg yolk.
Egg yolk? Yoko. Kind of.
But then we were like, oh, God, Yuki is like pukey, dookie.
You can't think about that. You can't think about that. You can't think about what kids are going to turn the name into. The amount of people who had messaged me being like, how did you not think about how kids are going to be so mean to Messer? They're just going to say, look, he's a mess. He's messy. I'm like that didn't cross my mind. Like when I was saying the word Messer and being like, you know, I really like that name. I hadn't thought about that. Like, thank you. You're the first person, whatever troll or all these people who are writing this to me. Like, oh, wow. Okay. Thanks for that tip. Like, no shit. But kids are going to make fun of kids' names regardless of what they are.
They're going to make fun of way more than just a name.
Yes. I'm Nastasia. That's my full real name. Calling me Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty, Sasia. Like, just stupid shit. Kids make fun of anything. Honestly, and they should make fun of things. But I want Messer to be made fun of because it just builds character.
That makes him funny.
Yeah. You know? That's why I gave him that name. To build character.
To build character. Make him funny. And that's what gets all the girls.
But truth.
Yeah.
Truth. The funny guys do get the girls. Okay. So we are like 1, 2, 3... Okay, three for you, two for me. This is the next one, fourth one. Your pantry is full of nutritious, gluten-free, organic foods and snacks.
No.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Yeah. No. Makes me really insecure when I see other people's kids' snacks.
Yeah.
And mine don't look like that.
But they don't taste good.
I know.
I don't know. It's like a thing where I just don't have the time to go and look for what's in the ingredients or that.
I mean, we kind of do. We do have the time. There are other things I'd rather be doing.
Exactly.
And I just don't think it's that serious.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up on the food that we ate and we're fine.
We had people smoking inside while we were running around as kids.
Yeah.
We're fine. It's fine.
We're fine. So, like, Hartford doesn't have to only eat, I don't know, fucking seaweed.
Yeah.
Seaweed snacks. Okay. Your kids have iPhones or iPads?
iPads, definitely.
So, I mean, she has one, but like that's only for like emergencies because she turns into an asshole
when she
has too much screen time.
Yeah.
Like I've noticed the biggest difference when she is watching a lot of TV or has an iPhone or an iPad. So we have to, we only bring it out now, like in emergencies. Like if she really is not settling down at a restaurant or we're out someplace and I can't control her, like that's what it's for. I'm not opposed to it because I'm like, oh, you shouldn't give your kids screen time.
Yeah.
That's not why. This is for me because Hartford turns mean.
Yeah. I've heard of kids doing that when they have a meltdown with screen time. Yuki doesn't even know. Like we take it away and she's just like, okay, we're lucky in that way. But
that's really lucky.
Yeah, well, she doesn't talk, so.
Yeah. This is another one. If you're a millennial mom, if you know what Kidz Bop is.
Oh, I know what Kidz Bop is.
I don't.
I only know because I have an 11-year-old stepchild. And so, like, I know from when they were kind of going through that phase.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of kids who are, like, between the ages of 7 and 12, maybe. And they remake the songs.
Yes, I know what they are.
Like Cardi B without.
Yes, I know what they are. Never mind. Okay, yes, I do. I just didn't realize they were called Kidz Bop. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. you and your kid have coordinated ironic T-shirts.
No.
I would fucking never wear a T-shirt with a quote on it, and I would never put my kid in a T-shirt with a quote on it. Like, the closest thing Hartford has to that is, like, I don't know, like a shirt somebody gave her that says season one Stassi on it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep that one. No quotes.
No, I'm trying to think. My dad actually, cause he owns his own like bathroom renovating business. He had like a T-shirt given to him. That's like, use my dad, like hire my dad. And then, so he got like a little baby one for Yuki.
Oh, well that's cute. It's your dad.
Yeah.
That's
like,
different.
Hire my dad.
I'm like mainly talking about like live, laugh, lovey type of things.
Oh no. Or like Wild Child.
Yeah.
Or like my mom's my best friend.
My mom's my best friend. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to lose a lot of followers or listeners right now saying that, but I'm sorry, you guys, you're wrong. You shouldn't be putting your kids in clothes like that. You are wrong in this instance, not me. Do you ever dress like, do you like coordinate outfits with Yuki?
No.
Really? Why do you say it? Like, absolutely not. Like, it's the worst thing in the world.
No. I just say it because I'm just like, you know who I am. I wear Crocs. You know what? We have matching Crocs. There you go.
Also, so, Tiffany, when you do decide to leave the house and go someplace, okay? I don't know how you guys dress.
She dresses better than me.
I
dress her and then I go out in just like whatever's on the floor.
I think that's like I saw that. Yeah, that's one of the millennial mom things when your baby dresses cooler than you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I kind of coordinate with Hartford. It helps me. Well, not anymore because now she only goes out of the house in princess dresses. She will not wear anything I put together for her. She'll just not leave.
Mm.
So I have to put her in, let her pick out a dress that has some form of tutu-ness to it.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
But before then, when I did dress her, I would dress myself first. And then it made it really easy for me to pick out her outfit because I'd be like, what color am I wearing today? Great. That's going to be the color and vibe that you're wearing today. So I love like not the like an identical.
Yeah.
Coordinated matched outfit. It's more like we're complimenting each other with our outfits.
I think that's actually really cute.
Thank you.
I don't have any hate against coordinated outfits. It's just that I don't do it, but I love that you do it. I love that other people do it because I see it and I think it's really cute when they have like matching, like, I don't know, like streetwear outfits, like the mom is a dancer or something. And then yeah. She has like a little girl who like, then they have little outfits to match.
Yeah.
It's cute, but I just don't have the energy for it.
I don't have the energy to coordinate outfits. I don't have the energy to check the nutrition on the box of snacks. And
your listeners are going to be like, is she sick?
Let's talk about my favorite hair care line under the sun. Yep, I'm talking about Whey products. I feel like I've been using them for a year now, and I now have officially like every category of like a hair care item, like I've officially replaced it with a Whey product, like shampoo, conditioner, leave-in conditioner, a hair oil. Like that is my hair journey. I've been on a hair journey for a while now. And especially now that I'm postpartum, I am taking like my hair even more seriously because I'm so scared of like it shedding or like falling out or whatever, all the things. But if you don't have to be postpartum to need to take care of your hair. Okay. We're all like the holiday season's coming up and we're styling our hair left and right, exposing it to like all the curling iron and blow drying heat. You want to take care of your hair. Okay. So that is why I seriously suggest checking out Whey products. Let me tell you about my favorite ones. First of all, I can't live without the detox shampoo. Like it's just, I can't because like it fully cleans like all of the buildup, like the hard water deposits, the dirt oil, all of the things. I feel like I just like get like a really good thorough shampoo when I use the detox shampoo. And then I can't live without the leave-in conditioner. Like it's become such a part of my life that now Hartford uses the leave-in conditioner. Like after her bath, we spray the leave-in conditioner in her, and I'm telling you, it also smells so good. I'm not somebody that actually like uses perfume that much in my normal life, so I kind of rely on the leave-in conditioner to make me smell good. Oh my God, it just is the best smell ever. So get your Whey to save for the holiday, okay? Go to theway.com, that's theway.com for 15% off site-wide and enter promo code Stassi. That's theouai.com for 15% off with code Stassi. I am not a mom that knows how to cook. No, it's not my strongest suit whatsoever. Bo is the cook in this house, but he can't be here 24/7. So for the times that he's not here, I rely on HelloFresh. Now you might be asking, actually, there's no way you're asking. There's no way you haven't heard of HelloFresh, okay? But it is with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you can skip the freaking grocery. You can skip going on Pinterest and looking up, like, I don't know, recipes and all that stuff. I mean, do you know how hard it is to like make a home cooked meal, especially when you have multiple people like kids and family to cook for? It's so hard. You go and you look up a recipe, then you go to the grocery store, you buy all of these ingredients, and then you don't end up like you don't use all of the ingredients. So you're spending a lot of money because, you know, they're not pre-portioned, but with HelloFresh, they are. And you can go to their website and choose from over 40 recipes every single week. So if you're somebody who just doesn't know how to cook that well, or I don't know, just doesn't have a lot of time, has a lot of work going on, kids, all those things, this makes it so easy. They even have 15-minute meals, okay? It's a no-brainer, y'all. Like, it truly is a no-brainer. They also have desserts like apple cider cake with caramel sauce. Oh yeah, mini pumpkin cheesecake, all of the things. And just think about it. If you're throwing a dinner party soon, you could trick everyone into thinking that you made these like from scratch, but you actually just ordered them from HelloFresh and followed the directions. I mean, I think that's kind of baller. Okay, go to HelloFresh.com/50Stassi and use code 50Stassi for 50% off plus free shipping. So go to HelloFresh.com/50Stassi and use code 50Stassi for 50% off plus free shipping. I never thought I would meet someone who's like more antisocial than I am. No, truly. I feel like in this friendship, Tiffany, first of all, I feel like I'm way more invested in this friendship than you are.
What?
I just think that I am. No, I think that I like you a lot more than you like me. Like, I always rave about you. I'm just like, no, I have this next door neighbor that I'm fucking obsessed with. And we never get to see each other. Like, we don't, because we're so similar that we always just want to cancel plans. And we're just like, we're just going to stay at home and watch TV. Like, we have the same problem.
Yeah.
You know, but I rave about you to like anyone who asks, like a lunatic. Like, actually, it's like stalkery and weird.
Well, you can see directly into my house from your house. If I don't like shut the curtains, you can see exactly like right into my house. And then when the lights are on, you can see everything.
Honestly, you really can't, not from my house. I swear. I've tried. No, I'm joking.
All you see is just John walking past naked. I've told him so many times, like, everyone can see you. And he's like, it's my house. I'll do what I want. If I want to be naked, I'll be naked.
I can't. Wait, can I tell you? I want to tell this. I remember the first time when I moved into this house. Well, before, when we bought it. So, like, it wasn't the day we moved in, but it was, like, the day we got our keys.
Yeah.
We met your husband coming up, like, he was coming up like the stairs from like a workout, the outside stair area. And so we met him and then we were like, oh, okay, let's look up who his wife is.
Yeah.
And I like, obviously I'm like going to do my stalking and all that shit. So I looked up your Instagram and I remember being scared shitless because it said something like, it was barely any information. All it says was like, I'm a lurker or something. Like, is that what it said?
On my Instagram bio.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, who am I next door to? Who the fuck did I just move next door to? This random chick who just says, I'm a lurker.
I am a lurker. I lurk on Instagram. I lurk in my house. I don't know. I like to stay hidden in the shadows. I like to look, but I don't want to interact.
She really is like my Wilson.
Yeah,
no, like you really are like my Wilson. Do you ever go out like with any other friends?
No, I feel actually I'm really bad. Like, I have to apologize to my friends because they're always like, come out. They're like, it's so hard to get you to like come out and do something. And I understand that, but I also just love being at home. Like, my favorite thing in the world is just to, like, when I'm not parenting or I'm not having to do something else, I just, like, sit on the couch and then I put a good TV show on. I get, like a really good plate of food and I just sit there and I, like, just veg out. That's, like, my favorite thing to do in the world.
Tiffany, I feel that so much. I agree with that. So much, like, really, like, I when I think of some of the best nights of my life, it really is after it was before Messer was born, when I would put Hartford down and I could just like have wine, put on like, I don't know, watch Anna Karenina again or something and just like sit, maybe order food and just like have no responsibilities or worries.
Yeah.
Like when Hartford was old enough that I didn't like fully have to like check the monitor.
Yeah.
You know, like I know, but I also do enjoy leaving the house sometimes. Like I enjoy getting dressed and going to a restaurant. I enjoy going to the Grove.
You know what? After COVID, I went to a restaurant and it was too overstimulating. Like I couldn't even enjoy my meal. I was sitting there and I was just like listening to the chatter, the clattering, the music that the restaurant was playing. And my brain kind of was just like, I'm not enjoying this.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Okay, two questions. Were you antisocial before COVID? Or did COVID make you like this?
No, I wasn't. I always enjoyed like my time alone in the house.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy going out and being social.
Right.
So once it's like working out, right? Like once you get me out there, I'm very good at being social and I enjoy it. I have a good time. I come home. But it's getting me out there that's like the hard part. Getting me to like be like, okay, I'm going to get changed. I'm going to pick out an outfit.
Well, that's the best part.
Yeah. For someone who has like lots of great, amazing clothes.
Well, not anymore. I had to give half of it away.
I don't know. I think after Yuki was born, it took a long time for like my body to kind of feel like my body again.
Yeah.
And then so I just felt like not comfortable going out because it didn't feel the same as pre-baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the same thing that's happening with like, for example, like I was telling you, my hair is like thinning.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been the same for pre-baby. Like it's like slowly getting thinner and thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to style it. I don't even know, like it's not my hair anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with it. So I kind of go, oh, I don't want to go out because then I have to like try and look like presentable and I don't know how to do my hair and blah, blah. And then I just go, I'll just stay at home.
Okay. No, I feel that. I think both COVID and having a baby has influenced how you feel about socializing because I feel the same way.
Mm.
I feel so uncomfortable in my body right now. I went someplace last night and I had to wear a maternity jumpsuit, literally my maternity jumpsuit. Okay. But I wanted to like cancel so badly because I'm like, yeah. I don't think I look cute. Like, I don't feel like myself. But I force myself because I know I do. Once I get out there, I really do like being out somewhere.
Yeah.
I think I feel similar in that. And it's not necessarily that we're antisocial. It's like I have social anxiety, like leading up to it.
Mm. I don't have social anxiety leading up. Well, it depends on the event, right? Like who's going to be there.
Yeah.
If it's like a party with other parents that you don't really know, or if it's like a gathering with your friends that you really know, like that, I don't have social anxiety.
Totally. Yeah. No, I agree with you.
But yeah, I think it's more like I'm also Australian. And so because social media, you get all the news straight at your phone and there's like lately mass shootings or, you know, something that like makes it a little bit, that kind of actually has made my anxiety going out a little bit worse.
Interesting.
In terms of like, for example, whenever I go to the movies, I don't go to the movies anymore because I have a baby now. But before then, I would go to the movies. I would always look at like where the exits are.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
If I go to the movies in like England or back home in Australia, I don't even think about it.
Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Not you scaring the shit out of me right now.
I'm sorry.
No.
I guess because you're American, you're just like,
I'm used to it. I'm just used to death.
Or maybe, I don't know. You just don't.
But I think a lot of moms feel the same way in that once you have a baby, you don't feel like yourself anymore. Like mentally, emotionally, physically, you don't fit your clothes. You can't wear, like, how do you even act? You're going through so much. What do you even talk? There's just that you just are like, fuck it. I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I think there's so much that changes about you once you become a mom that it's like, it's almost easier just to kind of like stay at home. And also you're just so tired by the end of the day after parenting. And then think about it, you're parenting, but you're also like, okay, I have to do the laundry. I have to clean the room. I have to make lunch. I have to make dinner. I have to order groceries. There's like tons of things that are running through your brain. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how women have like 5 kids at home and homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's incredible. I don't know how they do it.
No,
I'd go crazy.
I know. I follow all these TikTok accounts with these moms that have like multiple kids. And I'm like, why?
First of all, how do they afford it?
How do you afford it? How do you get in the car? That's what I want to know.
That's
how do you get everyone in the fucking car? And what car? What car?
Yeah.
Fits all of these children? Because now kids are in car seats until they're like freaking 13 years old. Like the rules have gotten so insane. And I'm like, I feel like I should be seeing school buses just way more than like, I feel like the school, like that's the only type of car that could fit the amount of kids that some of these families have. It takes me so long to get Hartford in the car. And now with Messer, it takes so long for us to get in the car. But it, like, by the time we do, it's like, oh, you know what, kids? Let's just get back out and like go back home. That was our journey. That was our excursion. Like, I don't understand how moms can like go and do all these things. Like these mom accounts that are like, get outside with your kids. Make sure to do something with them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know how hard it is to get them ready and in a car and not have one melting down? That like, I don't know.
I don't understand it either. I guess because once there's like that many, they kind of all take care of each other.
I guess. Yeah. When they get older.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even imagine that. I'm hanging on with like one.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you do two under three.
No, I'm panicking. And I have help. Like Hartford's in school and I have help. Mm-hmm. And I still feel so overwhelmed and anxious all the time.
I think that this is something that isn't really talked about a lot, is that a lot of moms feel the same way that we do, but that we've been brought up to kind of like not talk about it or express it. Or if we do express it, people are just like, oh, you know, this is just a moment in time. Like, just enjoy spending this moment with your like baby.
Or when they say, you shouldn't be complaining about this because there are so many women who can't have children. Mm-hmm. So you should feel like you're being ungrateful if you complain. Like, I could not imagine what that must feel like to not be able to have children when you want one.
But those are two separate things
that doesn't mean that I'm not struggling. And by saying that I shouldn't talk about it because I sound ungrateful, then we're only making it harder on moms, because not only are we suffering, but then we have to pretend like everything's okay on top of it. It's like the opposite of support, literally.
Yeah.
The opposite of support.
Just because you're having an experience for something doesn't mean you're shitting on someone else's experience. You're allowed to like feel what you're feeling and talk about it and get support from other people. It's like, I feel like so many people are so, they just have to have an opinion about something that has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Like us talking about how hard being a mother is for us is not being like, well, your experience doesn't matter.
Yeah. Have you ever been mom shamed? Have you felt like you've been mom shamed or judged or been in a situation where you were like,
I mean, by my own mom.
Okay.
But like, there's nobody who would like shame me more than myself. I mom shame myself all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like over what?
Just everything. Like, I don't do this enough. I don't do that. She's had too much screen time. I should be making more healthier meals. I forgot to put sunscreen on her face.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah. You're 100% right. I guess I just call it mom guilt and I don't call it mom shaming myself. So I didn't put that together, but everything that you just said, I'm like, yep. That too.
Yeah.
That too. That's really lucky though, that you haven't really
been mom shamed?
Yes, Tiffany.
No, but like in person, not by like a stranger on a troll account or something.
I don't think in person. I mean, I've gotten like looks, like get your kid together looks and things like that. But no one has said, I don't think anyone's ever said anything to my face.
Yeah.
But I still... Well, they wouldn't. Some people surprise you. Trust. People can surprise you. But I get a lot of comments and DMs from people telling me I'm doing things wrong. So like, it feels like I'm mom shamed all day long.
I just don't understand like why people feel the need to have an opinion about somebody else's life.
Because this is just this is our society now.
Yeah.
We've entered this age. I think it was just when Instagram started where we all have an opinion and we feel the right to share it. And it is so weird. It just is what it is. Like, I feel like we just have to just accept that this is the time that we're living in.
It's so negative too. It's always just like, and you know, those people are like suffering themselves.
Of course.
Because someone who says something so negative or like rude, malicious, mean, it's like they're unhappy with their own lives.
Yeah. No, I know. Happy people don't go and write mean messages to people. It's just like
they lurk like me. They lurk in the shadows and they just watch.
Okay. I love a timeless vibe when it comes to fashion. When it comes to my OOTDs, I just want to look elegant and timeless. And I've just come across this new brand. Well, it might not actually be new, but it's new to me. Rails, okay? Rails is a California-based clothing brand, and it's for both men and women. And when you look at their clothes, I mean, go to their website, okay? It mixes this casual California lifestyle with a sophisticated European vibe. So it's a mixture of the two. It's almost as if it's like Stassi in a fashion brand, California girl meets European, or like, I want to be a European. So want to be European vibe. Rails focuses on crafting incredibly soft fabrics that feel more luxurious than anything you've ever worn. You may know Rails because of its celebrity-loved shirting, but now Rails offers a full range of dresses, sweaters, outerwear, denim, and a bunch of men's stuff in the men's collection. I mean, there's classic button-downs, travel-ready tees, anything you could want if you think that California vibe meets like European is your style. If you want to be timeless, if you want to look effortless, Rails is the answer. Okay. And you can get Rails not only at rails.com, but you can at one of its 12 global stores or at Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Shopbop. Rails provides free worldwide shipping and free returns on their website. So enjoy 10% off your first order on rails.com when you sign up for emails. That's rails.com. And you get 10% off your first order when you sign up for emails. So, I'm almost done with this list.
Okay.
If you're a millennial mom, if nap time is for binge watching Netflix.
You know what? When she was a baby, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But now.
Does she still nap?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, Harper doesn't.
She doesn't nap.
Yeah.
So, when she was a baby, yeah, I would. You know that saying where they're like, nap when the baby naps? That's just like,
no. Not. Like, I can't control when I'm sleepy, you guys.
I can't sleep during the day. No, I can't sleep during the day.
Me neither. I'm so bad at it. I have to be so truly fucking exhausted,
or
like,
sick
to sleep during the day.
Yeah.
Same. That was my least favorite advice that I would hear from people. Sleep when the baby sleeps. I cannot I can't pop a Xanax in the middle of the day when I have a baby, you guys. I can't do that.
You can, but.
I mean. Well, no. but yeah, nap time. I feel like that, especially with Hartford, it would be like, that's my time to like watch my show. I wanted to make a point to be like, when they nap, it's not cleanup time. It's not all of that. I just so that I could stay sane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And when they're babies, they nap a lot.
Yeah, they do. You know you're a millennial mom when you'd rather consult Google or a blog than call your mom.
Yeah, 100%.
Truth. Or even a pediatrician. I'd
go. Oh my God, me too.
Can't talk to the pediatrician.
Everyone's like, talk to the pediatrician, talk like email, call. I'm like, no. I'll just. Unless she's got like a fever, then I'll do it. But
yeah,
I'll just Google.
No, 100%. Unless it's serious.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah.
And the final one, you ask yourself, am I becoming my mother a million times a day? Yeah.
Yeah. That's an unfortunate one.
In which ways do you think you're becoming like your mom?
I can just hear the same sounds that my mom made come out of my mouth. And I'm just mortified. Like, I'm like, oh God, like I really am becoming my mom, which is. So my dad always said that after my mom had my brother, which is my younger brother, he's 12 years younger than me.
Yeah.
He was like, before she had your brother, she's like super with it. Like, bricklayed her own house and like did all these things, like very like, you know, witty and, you know, had it all together kind of thing. And then once she had your brother, she just like lost it. Wow. Not lost it, but just kind of like went like kooky.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh great. Like if I have a second child, maybe my brain will just melt. Like maybe I'll just go super kooky.
Wait, I'm scared for myself right now.
Because like think about, that's another thing after having a baby is that my brain just doesn't work the way it used to.
Oh, no, 100%.
Even like trying to find words in my head, I'm just like, oh, like it's when does that come back? Does that ever come back?
I don't know. Someone said to me the other day, was it either 7 or 12? They were like, you don't go back to normal until 7 years after you give birth, or was it 12? I know that's a really big difference, but it was like a shocking number. And I don't know why I have both of those in my head.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what do you mean 7 years? 7 fucking years? That's how long it's going to take.
But what about women who are neurosurgeons and go straight back to work? Like they can do it. why can't we? That's
a good point. No, I mean, way to make me feel worse about myself.
We'd have to ask. We'd have to just ask.
We should get a neurosurgeon on the podcast.
A neurosurgeon and be like, after you had your first baby, what was it like?
Okay, so I feel like it's safe to say we are millennial moms.
Yeah, yeah. Just by virtue of our birth date as well.
No, but like, yes, but, no, but we really are. I like how like nowadays everyone has to be categorized into like a certain type of mom.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone knows about this, but there is, I like wrote them down because I just want to be able to explain them in case it's new to people.
Okay.
There are crunchy moms.
Crunchy moms.
There are silky moms. And there are scrunchy moms. Okay. Scrunchy. Like, what the fuck? You know, it's just like that trend where it's like makeup has to be food related or like a hair color. It's like, it's pumpkin spice hair season.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Strawberry makeup. No, it's not.
I don't know any of this.
Oh, no, Tiffany.
This is another thing we don't have in common.
This is the other. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not a TikToker.
This is the problem. I am like a 50-year-old man, maybe 60-year-old man. Inside this body. I don't like.
What does that even mean?
Like, I refuse to get TikTok. I've gotten to that part of my age where I'm kind of like I'm not learning that. I'm not spending my time learning that or looking into that. But I know that's not good for me because eventually I'm going to have to learn
it. But you would love it. I know you and you would love it. And once the algorithm found you.
I would never. Once you. Then I would never leave the house.
You
wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I would become my house. Like I would.
I fully agree. Like if you really leaned into TikTok and gave it 3 days and let your algorithm just get there.
Even with Instagram, I find myself that like time goes by too quickly when you're just wasting your time. Like when you're like just scrolling, you know.
Do you go on Instagram a lot?
Not as much as I used to, no.
So what do you think is like your vice? If it's not TikTok, if it's, and I mean like in terms of technology and.
So I used to doom scroll Twitter a lot, but then it got really, really bad because it was so negative.
Yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I've heard this word before, but I really don't know what it means.
Okay.
What does doom scroll mean?
Oh, it's like. Okay, this is my interpretation of doom scroll because I actually don't know the actual definition. Like I haven't Googled
right.
it or anything. But mine is like you just scroll and scroll and scroll, but it's super depressing and you're just scrolling and scrolling, but you can't stop. Like you're just stuck in a motion of like next video, next video, next video, next video. And it's not even like anything that's, you're just doing it for hours and it's not even anything that's like informational or even entertaining. You just kind of like,
you were doing that with TikTok? I mean with Twitter? Just reading tweets for hours?
Not for hours.
I mean that sounds really boring.
Not for hours, but
not joking. To me that actually sounds like the least fun activity I could actually ever think of. I'd rather put on your Crocs.
All right. So basically what I do with I've stopped going on social media as much as I used to. And what I do is when I open it up, I just see a video and I go, I don't care. I just don't care. And then I'll just get out of the app.
Huh.
Because I will look at it and it's like, you know, Instagram is majority ads. Or it's like, if it makes me laugh, I'm like, that made me laugh. But if I go to the next one, I just go, you know what? I don't care. Why do I care so much? I've got other stuff to do.
Okay, so if you're not really on, you're definitely not on TikTok, and if you're not on checking Instagram a lot, how are you finding out about the new things in pop culture, in the world? Like, how do you find shit out?
Okay, so I feel like maybe I'm not, like I didn't know about the trends. I don't know about trends.
Right.
It's very easy to know about like how much everybody is hating on Jada Pinkett Smith.
How is it easy if you're not scrolling on Instagram or TikTok?
Because I can open, I open Instagram and then I will just see it, an article, and I'll be like, oh, and then I'll like scroll and there'll be like a ton of memes. And then I'll be like, oh, that's the thing today.
Okay.
Or if I open Twitter, I'll see it, but I won't go on Twitter or Instagram for hours.
Okay. So you're missing out on so many things that are happening, like food related makeup trends and categories that moms are in. So you don't even know what these categories of mom.
No, I don't.
Okay. You're like a Martian. Let me explain to you then. A silky mom. Silky moms are typically seen as moms who ascribe to Western medicine, use disposable diapers, and don't see anything wrong with iPads, fast food, and other modern conveniences. Okay?
Okay.
Crunchy moms are typically seen as taking a more holistic approach. They choose unmedicated births, buy technology and plastic-free toys, eat organic, and wrap baby in cloth diapers. These two factions are often at odds, poking fun at each other. Okay. Scrunchy moms are like somewhere in between type of parenting style. Basically, scrunchy moms are for the people who just felt left out because they couldn't identify with one of the other ones. So that's that. Because we always feel the need to categorize ourselves. Like, isn't it so weird that it's just like human nature to want to put yourself in a category? I've never really thought about that. Well, that feels a little existential and weird.
I feel like because humans, like, we want to be part of a tribe.
Yeah.
And then so that category is like the new tribe.
Yeah. So, no, you're right. Yeah. You are so wise.
It's because I don't do social media all day.
Okay, but on TikTok, the crunchy moms fight the silky moms.
Wait, I'm sorry, but how do they fight on TikTok? Like in the comments?
In the comments section.
Or do they do like a video and then they like shout somebody out? Or
sometimes in the comment section they fight, or they will like duet something or do a rebut, like respond with their own video to like another, they'll respond to another video with their own video.
So it's like a video battle.
Yes, kind of. I guess that's how you could describe it on TikTok.
It's like a rap battle, but like it's a video battle.
It's kind of like how breastfeeding moms really like some of, like, they really like to come for formula moms, but formula moms never come for breastfeeding moms.
I just don't. Why do you care? Like, no. What part of the type of a person, like, what is it where you feel like you have to put your own opinion on somebody else? Why do you care about other people so much and what they're doing?
Tiffany,
why you and I
have talked about other people's lives, like famous people, and have so many opinions on them. That's why. Like the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial.
Oh,
opinions
yeah.
for fucking days. Mm-mm-mm. Anything that's like taking over, we have opinions for days. So
it's true.
That's what that is. I like don't fault people for having like for going a little apeshit and having their opinions. I just, it's.
But we don't go up to no, but I'm Heard not, and Johnny Depp and go, blah, 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 you know.
No, I'm not commenting on their.
Yeah, we're not. We're not giving our opinions to them.
Yes, no, good point. It's why do they feel the need to express it publicly?
Yes. Or call somebody out in a way that's like meant to cause humiliation or, you know.
100%. So do you identify with any of these moms? Are you I know you're a silky mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one. I don't even think you're a scrunchy mom. I think you're a silky mom.
I'm a silky mom for sure.
So, okay.
Because I'm barely a mom. I'm like, I don't even think of myself as a mom. I'm sorry, whatever that category is, where you keep forgetting you're a mom. But then you're like, oh, wait, I have a child.
I'm going to make that a new category.
Barely hanging on as a mom. Barely a mom.
Barely a mom. Do you follow any momfluencers when you are on Instagram?
You know what? I have, no, not like mom influencers, but I have been following some like educational.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm fucking talking about.
You mean like, what's a mom influencer?
Do you know what an influencer is?
Yes, I know what it is. Yes, I know what an influencer is.
An influencer who's like influencing theme is mom life.
No, I don't follow any of those except. No.
No, it's not bad. Were you about to ask me if it's bad?
No, I was going to say except you, but you're not. That's not just what you do.
Am I a momfluencer?
No. Kind of. Just by virtue of being a mom.
I don't think I'm a momfluencer. Yeah. I think I'm, ew. I don't
want to
say I'm an influencer.
My day as a mom of a 2-year-old and a newborn.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Why? You wouldn't know. You're not on TikTok. You don't know what I'm doing on the streets.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know what your TikTok videos are.
I could be mom-fluencing the shit out of TikTok and you would have no idea.
But TikTok always makes it onto Instagram. I'm an old person.
No, I know. Late.
I watch TikTok videos on Instagram.
I know. That's what Bo says. Bo's like, I have Instagram reels. I'm like, yeah, I've already seen what you're seeing 3 weeks ago. 3 fucking weeks ago.
I'm not getting TikTok. I just know it would be very bad for me.
So like you literally are refusing.
I'm refusing.
So there's no, I shouldn't bother trying to talk you into it.
I've had friends send me funny TikToks like through iMessage and then I just click on it and it goes to the Safari or whatever and then I watch it and then that's it.
Yeah.
It would be so much easier if I had TikTok, but I refuse to get it.
Okay.
Maybe, who knows? I am open to, anything can change.
What do you miss the most about pre-mom life?
Oh. I miss being able to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I miss, okay, so you know when you have a baby and then suddenly you just can't ever relax ever, ever again?
Yeah, no, for fucking sure. Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's just like, you just never get that moment when you were not single, but like a before child.
Yeah.
Where it's just like you're totally relaxed. And now with child, it's constant. Like even if you're sitting watching TV and the babe's asleep and it's all quiet, anything could happen. They could wake up. You have to go in there. Your like body is ready to like.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. Even if someone's watching your kid and you are in another building.
Yeah.
You're still thinking about your kid.
Yeah. So like never stop.
There will never be a time again that would like how it was before when you could just think about nothing and not give a shit.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Oh, thanks.
Honestly, I might steal that the next time somebody asks me because I'm always like,
take it, yours.
Sleeping, you know, like just, I feel like that, having my pre-baby body, all the basic shit. But that truly is, that's it. And I feel like that's why I feel so anxious all day long because it's like double now.
Yeah.
It's like double the two things that I'm thinking about. Like two beings that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And they're both different ages. It's just being a mom is fucking wild.
It is crazy. I think also the thing that they don't warn you about is for me personally, I care so much now. It's like, and I wish I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I get really upset and I'm always worried and I'm like, oh God, what if I don't live to an old age and I don't get to see her grow up. Or,
oh my gosh.
Like I start thinking about, you know, I see, you know, things that children getting hurt and it really hurts me because I just get so sad and I just care so much.
Yeah.
Before a child, I didn't even think like I was like, I would watch those kids getting hurt videos. You know, on Instagram where they're like, they always preface with like the kid's okay, but they like fall out of the tree and it's like
before I care so much now. You know, before I had kids, a baby, I'd watch videos on kids getting hurt.
No, but like even in like movies I'd watch and like they'd in a scene maybe they'd like shoot a kid or something, I'd feel nothing. But after having a child, it like hits harder.
Like have you seen what's the movie A Quiet Place?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't seen it.
Why not? It's so good. And A Quiet Place 2?
No.
You had no interest in that?
I haven't seen
it. Tiffany, I started this podcast being like, we're the same person. We really are. We're the same person. We both love period pieces. Oh, wait,
no,
that's it.
We're same, but different.
Same, but different. Same. Okay. A Quiet Place 2.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, no, don't watch it then.
Okay.
It's supposed to be just a scary movie.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I sobbed the whole time because you would have thought I was watching, like, you know, the end of Titanic or something.
Yeah.
Like, just because there are kids in it or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, now that I'm a mom, I can't handle this. I even feel this way sometimes about horror movies. And horror movies are my favorite genre of movie. Like yeah. when Beau and I, like after we'd put like Hartford down, like we would always choose a horror movie to watch together if we didn't have a show or whatever. Something happened when I got pregnant with Messer that now my desire to watch horror movies, like, no. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't want to put myself in that. Mm. If it's a ghost spooky movie, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. But if it's like
home invasion or like,
yes,
serial killer.
I can't handle murder documentaries anymore. And like when people, I'm not joking when I say people used to associate me with murder documentaries. Yeah. Like that was like part of personality trait of mine. Mm. I can't watch murder documentaries. Like, I have not seen one in, I can't tell you the last time.
I still can, but if it doesn't involve children.
They always involve children, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Yeah. I'm trying to think of if there's anything different. Like, well, okay, this is one trend that I've seen from Instagram, but it was probably from TikTok 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you know how they have like clips of Hey Arnold?
Probably like literally 3 years old. Okay, so what is it? Sorry.
I'm so hip. Okay, so you know that they have those, they're like re-bringing out clips of Hey Arnold, like episodes. Do you remember that cartoon?
I remember that cartoon, and no, I don't know that they're re-bringing out clips from Hey Arnold.
Oh, it's like a clip of, I don't know what it is. It's like clips of Hey Arnold, but they put like sad music over it because the clip of the scene from Hey Arnold is like very, it has like a deeper meaning to just the general kids cartoon kind of thing.
Okay.
And there was this one clip of this one character who's from Vietnam, I think, and it was when he was in Vietnam and then the soldiers were coming down and he had a daughter and he like, they were trying to escape and there was bombs and then the army were like flying out and then he's like, they weren't taking any people and he like held up his like little baby, like girl, and was like, take the baby girl. And then the soldier took him and then they flew away. And I was like, oh, I was like crying.
And it was a cartoon?
It was a cartoon. It was Hey Arnold. And I was like sobbing.
I would cry over that, actually. That's really sad.
It was so, and they also like put the sad music over it, so it makes it even worse. But like before baby, not a tear.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. We're different people now. You know, it just sucks that we didn't know each other before we had kids.
I know.
It sucks that we didn't know each other while we were pregnant.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity.
That was a missed opportunity.
Many things we could have watched A Quiet Place 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you think you guys would have been friends before you had babies?
I think so.
I think so.
No.
I definitely did go out way more before having a baby, and I definitely drank when I was out before having a baby.
You don't have to drink to be my friend. It's not like, I'm just saying, it's one of the things we do not have in common. Whereas like when I have playdates with my friends, I'm like, oh, let's have some wine. Like, you know, like mommy needs her wine now. Like yeah. That is my cheesy ass basic bitch mom vibe. Like yeah. I'm one of those moms. Also, that gets mom shamed a lot. A lot of people like to make videos on TikTok being like, I'm so sick of moms thinking it's funny that it's like wine time for mom. This is like, okay, can we not hate on moms for needing wine once it hits 5 o'clock? Okay, just leave us alone. Leave us the fuck alone.
Oh God.
You don't. So
that's
I'm just
a tribe.
Saying,
that's a tribe. Yes. People that hate up other people.
True. So yes, I feel like we would have been friends. Also, you don't have to drink in order to be my friend. Let me just make that very clear to everyone. And yeah, I really wish that we knew each other when we were pregnant. It's just so crazy. We literally lived next door. We were pregnant the exact same time and we never once bothered. Like, I remember Beau would go out to like talk to the neighbors and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm like,
that's the thing. Both our husbands do all the socializing with our neighbors for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're both just like, you know, in our own cocoons.
Yes. And I think that I'm going to push you to make more of an effort with me.
You're going to force me to be your friend.
I am. Because I don't think you realize how lucky we are. I don't think you realize that.
No,
like
I
when
do.
I said that I think you don't put in as much effort, I wasn't trying to be mean. I'm saying I see you. You're seen, okay? I accept you. I like you a lot. And I wish that we hung out more. And the odds of two women going through the same thing at the same time living next to each other. Like, that's so rare.
I know.
We need to take advantage of it.
We do need to take advantage of it. Because, like, one day when you move to Italy or I move to Australia like, wherever.
Yeah. We'll never speak again
because
we both don't talk, communicate.
I'll be like, I finally watched A Quiet Place. 0 out of 10. No. I'm sure it's really good. I've heard it's good.
No, it is really good. Okay. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for
having
me.
Did you have fun doing this?
Or did I scare you? She shamed me into doing this podcast.
You know, I'm like, now that I'm like looking back at it, I'm
me
like,
out of my house. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's me.
This was all just a trick to get you to hang out with me.
Yeah, there's not even, we're not even recording. You're just like, let's have a chat.
Yes.
No, I had a lot of fun. My first podcast.
Okay, good. So let's just plan a time next week to hang out and then we can cancel an hour before.
Okay.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Please go and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to watch it, you can watch it on patreon.com/Stassi. If you want to follow Tiffany, do you want me to drop your handle?
If you like.
Okay. It's @Baker_I_am. What the fuck does that mean?
Baker I am.
What does it mean?
My last name's Baker.
Oh, I didn't know that was your maiden name.
Yeah, that's my maiden name.
I thought that you were just into baking at some point.
I do love British Bake Off.
Yeah. I didn't. Another thing we have in common. See? Besties for life. Thank you, guys.